Digital Radio on the app, on your smart, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sportscast.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho. Live from Miami Fort Lauderdale, this is the Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sportscast. It's April 16th, 1 week away from the NFL Draft. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, X, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or you can follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast for iOS. Mr. Byron, I know you're a little bit on delay, but you're in Northern Virginia. How you been?
No, I'm in the southern part, but I'm around James Madison University, Harrisonburg,
JMU,
about 10 miles from there.
Yeah, that's called Harrisonburg. That's a little bit north of Lynchburg, where I went to college, Liberty University, in Central Virginia. And a man that's below Virginia, at ECU territory, Mr. Frog Anthony Faniel. What's going on?
Greenville representing tonight. How you doing, Santiago?
And today we have a special guest. We'll have Mr. Frog introduce us, our guest. Frog, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a special guest tonight. We're introducing tonight a special guy out of ECU who does a little bit of coaching for kids. Men, I would say, young men with special needs and disabilities. And I think he's a great person. I'd like to introduce tonight to the Jersey Boys, Mr. Raymond Henderson.
Raymond, welcome to the Sportscast. Can you hear us?
This is Mike.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
I couldn't get it off mute. Sorry.
It's okay. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what do you do up in East Carolina?
Oh, yeah. I graduated from ECU in 2006, many moons ago. I was an art major, so I do a lot of murals, do a lot of painting on the side. But what I do for fun, I get to coach the special needs basketball team, which we have traveled a lot. We went to U.S. games in Florida, which we came in second place. We've played in Charlotte. We played in NC State. We played at Carolina before. So we've traveled a lot. Starting out, you know, we wasn't as dominant as we are right now, but now we've been winning pretty much the last couple of years, back-to-backs, finishing in first place. So, you know, that's always a plus. After COVID, I forgot what year that was, but I was North Carolina Coach of the Year here in the state. So, you know, that's something else I've achieved.
Mad shout out to ECU. What's going on? That's what's up, Raymond.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what I do. I've been doing it for probably like 15 plus years. I really enjoy it. I've seen a lot of the players grow up within the program. So I've kind of known them since they were like in middle school. Now they're grown men now. So I've gotten to really know my team. So it's a great experience. They really look up to me for that guidance. So, you know, that's kind of my spiel there.
And you, Frog, how did you get connected with Raymond?
Yeah, like I said, my daughter goes down to one of the rec centers where Raymond has his basketball practices at. And, you know, they work the young men out. And my daughter, you know, as we moved down here, I got a chance to see how they operate. And I'm very comfortable with her being there. And I want to give a mad shout out to Blair and some of the staff down there at the Rex Steele Center. So, they do tremendous work for the kids down there.
Oh, awesome. There he is.
Yeah, there you go, Coach of the Year 2022. So, Raymond, how did you get into this special needs program, Special Olympics? What got you into it? What was that story?
Kind of what got me into it, I started out working part-time in group homes with kids with special needs. So I was just doing it part-time just for a job while I was in college. And then once I graduated, and I was like, I kind of learned the business, kind of learned the ropes and everything. I knew kind of how to do things from start to finish. And, you know, a company came out and was like, well, what you want a full-time job? So that's a great feeling when you're coming out of college, getting a full-time job and benefits and all that good stuff. And I found out I was having my own kiddo at the time, so I couldn't pass up on a job. So, and that's kind of how I dove into it. I went to one of the basketball practices with the previous coach, and she was like, she wanted to kind of step away from it a little bit. And then, you know, of course, you know, when you're taking on a new program, you're taking on a losing team. So I had to kind of like turn the ship around to say, hey, you guys want to play basketball, or do you guys want to win and play basketball? So I'm very competitive. You know, so the first couple of practices, it was all about, you know, getting the boys in shape. A couple of them quit because they didn't like all the conditioning practices that I was putting them through. But now, you know, when we come to practice, they know that, okay, we're going to do conditioning first before we touch.
Yeah, I want to elaborate on that. I've been down to see a couple of his practices, and Byron, Santiago, they are intense. Okay, we have these young men out here, okay, and Coach Raymond has them ready. And it's amazing to sit back and watch. Like, for me, I work with my daughter on the other side. It, like, they split the gym up a little bit. Raymond, he knows what I'm saying. I want him to explain how they have, like, the three-on-threes and the tournaments that they are participating in, Raymond, down there.
Yeah. When we go to, like, state games and U.S. games, we have a skills team, and then we have a three-on-three team, and then we have, of course, the five-on-five team. The skills are the ones that really cannot, you know, play a team sport, but they can, you know, they could shoot, dribble, and things like that. The three-on-three are some of the athletes that used to play five-on-five, but they kind of aged out and kind of moved down to a three-on-three level. And then also the three-on-three is some of the athletes that never played competitive basketball before, so at least with the three-on-three, they get to kind of see what that looks like to play with teammates. The 5-on-5 is super competitive. It's a lot of contact. It's a lot of defense. So a lot of our volunteers that show up and play, they like, I was not expecting this kind of basketball, because we're playing, you know, organized basketball at that point. They're trying to score. They're D-ing you up. So it's a competitive game. And of course a lot of, you know, trash talking comes with it. So it's fun.
Now, Raymond,
would not be the same without trash talking. I'm sorry, yeah, Santiago, exactly. Go ahead.
No, exactly. Yeah, it's part of the game. Which, by the way, there is a Trailblazers movie that just came out on Prime, I believe, about the 2000s Trailblazers. But Raymond, so the Special Olympics, do you travel to the Olympics, actually, the Special Olympics every couple years, or you're more into like the local side of things?
Yeah, we have a local team. We have traveled to Florida for the U.S. games before, and also we travel to state games. Most of the time our state games are at NC State. Okay. Sometimes we travel to Charlotte. So it all depends on what kind of invitationals we get invited to. Because there are teams throughout the state.
Wow, that's quite Mr. Byron Jones, he's also a coach. Do you have any questions, Byron?
Say again?
Do you have any questions for Raymond? I guess he can't hear me. But anyways.
Big fella, can you hear me?
We'll continue.
Now I can.
Oh, okay. Now I was about to say. Oh, all right. I was about to say.
You, anything else? No.
Oh, yeah. I know, like, it's a volunteer, you know, kind of thing, you know, that you're doing and everything. But do you get, like, you know, because I do, you know, Meals on Wheels for the seniors and everything. And, you know, a lot of times we don't, you know, we don't get the support, you know, as far as people, you know, really wanting to help out, you know, as far as that. But do you get a lot of repeat people, or do you, you know, you're always looking for people, you know, to help out?
A lot of the times it's on my staff, because I work for a local provider here in town that we serve adults on the spectrum. So a lot of my staff, they're volunteers. I know a couple of students that go to ECU. They come out and help because they need volunteer hours as well. So I have some connections with the university still, even though I've kind of been out for a while. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, we get a lot of good buzz because, you know, we're winning. You know, everyone wants to be a part of a program when you're winning. So I don't have an issue with volunteers showing up and helping out.
I can vouch for that. I can definitely vouch for that.
Yeah, when we were losing, it was a different ball game. So,
so Raymond, what's the toughest part about your job? You would say.
I would say just health and nutrition. You know, because I do work my boys extremely hard, and I tell them, you know, you got to eat healthy, and you know, make sure you're drinking those fluids. Because a couple of years back, one of my star players had a seizure because he was just dehydrated. He wasn't used to the running and playing basketball and doing more running. So just health and nutrition is the hard part, because a lot of them, it's easy for them just to stop by McDonald's and eat. But, you know, they're becoming adults now, so they're not 20 years old anymore. Some of them are 30. So, like, you need to have to change up your eating habits. And they look at me because I was like, I'm vegan and I work out at least about 4 or 5 times a week. So, you know, just being that role model for them is very important.
I find that very impressive too, Raymond. As a young man yourself, dealing with young men like that disability, as you get older, do you feel that you still continue to be there for these young men in life?
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, a lot of them, they just know me because I coach the basketball team. They don't know me, you know, outside of that realm. But they have my direct cell phone number. So sometimes they'll text or call me, ask me different questions about stuff that's going on in their life. And,
right,
about getting jobs. And, you know, some of them have Absolutely. Girlfriends. So it's a lot of, like, I'm being that mentor, you know, across the board. Even
Big brother.
You're
more than a coach.
We might not be even in basketball season. You know, it's just, you know, I'm there for them. And, you know, I never say, hey, I'm not talking to you now. It's not basketball season. So, you know, I'm always communicating with them. Sometimes we get up, we go out to dinners, and sometimes we'll go to the movies as a team. So, you know, I'm doing stuff that's outside of special
Absolutely.
Events as well.
Bonding and making that cohesion between the team and trying to understand each player. What you do, brother, I salute you. Keep doing what you're doing. I have a daughter, as you know, with special needs, and I know she's not going to be 13, even though she thinks she's 20. She's going to be getting older, and I keep getting her into activities, as you know what I'm saying. Yeah. So I appreciate what you do down there, and keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Interesting, Raymond. I've been searching you, and it looks like you coach multiple teams in different states. Tell us about that.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, you've coached in numerous teams. I've seen, like in North Carolina. And how's that history been like so far? And what have you learned in each place that you've coached?
Oh, you must be referring to the soccer team or the basketball team?
Either or.
Oh, okay. So across different platforms, I have coached outside of just Pitt County. So I've been FC, Charlotte FC has a soccer team that we created here in town as well. So we've been traveling to Charlotte and playing in like semi little soccer tournaments there. We played in Greensboro a few times, and we've played in Wilmington a few times as well. So we kind of been bouncing all around. That program is fairly new, so I'm just trying to keep those players involved and engaged, because soccer is a different sport versus basketball.
Tell me a little bit more about soccer and how that works for you as well.
Well, with the soccer team, I got approached by the Charlotte FC director, and they wanted to start a soccer program, like a unified team, so typical people can play in the league as well. So I have a few adults on my caseload that enjoys the sport of soccer. Everyone can play soccer. Yes, it is a great sport, but it's a sport way different than basketball. It's a lot more running,
more cardio.
A lot more cardio, a lot more staying hydrated, things like that. So it was a different sport for some of my buddies. I have like three basketball players that's playing in the soccer league. So it is a different sport. The temperature is a little bit different because we're outside and it's hot. It's a lot of different stuff that's going on there.
Whole different ball game. Before we get into the NBA stuff, if someone's out there listening, Raymond, and if they want to be coaching, especially in the Special Olympics, what do you recommend them doing? What process should they volunteer first? What do you think is the right steps for that?
To get started is just going out there and just finding your local coordinator with Special Olympics, and then just volunteering just to get a vibe and get to knowing the people that's on the team already, and trying to get to know the families and just trying to get to know them as a person, not just going in there and just saying, hey, I'm just gonna coach this team. Just trying to figure out where you can fit in, what can you bring to the table.
Because it's not for everyone. There's a special fit for it, right, Frog?
Yeah, you have to have your heart in it. You got to understand there's like certain levels to people's lives, and dealing with people with special needs, you're at a different level. As a parent, I could only speak for me as a parent, and knowing what Raymond does as a, just volunteer, whatever, it hits your heart. You know what I'm saying? You know that someone's out there trying to put some time in to teach your child or your young man or whatever to understand the game of soccer or sports and teamwork and all that goes into that. As a, you feel real good. So what he does is special, it's special to me and to you too, as Santiago.
Yeah, the other thing I forgot to mention is, like, even when I coach the basketball team, because you're always going to have that player thinking I'm the superstar, and just teaching them.
Right, they're egos. You got to deal with egos, right?
All across the board.
Yeah, they don't understand. They're like normal kids, but they have egos too.
It's not just in the NBA.
These guys want to be NBA stars, so you have to – understand, they got egos. Young man, I've been to some of his practices, so I know that it's competitive. It's very competitive.
Teaching that is getting tough now because they're getting to that age that they're older, and then they be like, I'm the man now. And I was like, well, how can you make your teammates better? Let's focus on that part.
Let's talk about how many staff members help you along this way, this journey that you have as coaches, or stuff like that.
Yeah, normally when we go to state games, we have I have one assistant coach, and then I have three other staff that travel with us. I don't have any issues out of my buddies when we go out. They're not sneaking out and all that good stuff anymore because they've been around me long enough. They know I'm not going to put up with it. Because we will.
You're telling me when you travel on the road, you gotta shut them down in the hotel because you think they're gonna sneak out at night. What's going on here?
They don't do that anymore. But
oh wow, that's some NBA stuff.
Yeah, they know I will bench them and sit them down the whole game if they get in trouble.
What are you out having a couple of beers or what? What's going on? Talk to me. Well, they had a comedy show. What's happening? Talk to brother.
Because when we go on these trips, it's other counties. So,
right.
They have cheerleaders coming and girls are there and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I love this. That's what's up, man. Perfect.
They're men, so,
Absolutely.
Wow.
Coach got a lot to deal with there, Santiago. Hey, Byron, what you think? Yeah. I was like, nah, I don't think I want this job.
It ain't easy.
It ain't easy.
Quite something. So we mentioned NBA. This past week, the NBA play-in happened. Your Hornets, right, Raymond? That's your team, the Hornets?
Oh, no, that's not my team.
Oh.
Who's your team?
Shots fired.
Yeah, I'm an LA fan.
The Lakers. What? Don't say the Clippers.
Lakers.
Oh, well, anyways, last night, a couple of games happened. The 76ers beat the Magic.
Kyrie Maxey.
You got him, right, Frog?
I lost on a Heat, though, man. I took a shot on that one. And the Warriors. The Warriors took me down as well. So I had a couple
that went down. Quite something. The Warriors won last night. They're going to play the Phoenix. They will play the Phoenix Suns for that last eighth seed. And also the Trailblazers are going up against the Spurs, which no one, I don't think the Trailblazers are going to be the Spurs. And then the East, we got the Hornets.
And the Magic.
And advancing against the Magic. They beat the Sixers. Wait, hold on.
No. The Magic lost to the Sixers.
Magic lost to the Sixers. And then,
yeah, they're going to play the Hornets for that, I believe, that eighth seed, if I'm not mistaken, right?
No, actually, yeah. The Sixers won, and they're going up against number two, Boston.
Boston. The Magic, that's right.
We'll get up against the Hornets. But your thoughts, Raymond, who do you got between the Hornets and Orlando?
Charlotte, I feel like the Hornets should win that. They're way more exciting than the Magic anyway. So I'm pulling for the Hornets. I love to see the Hornets play. Even though it's not, you know, the old school basketball, but
yeah,
it's entertainment.
I root for them too. They got a good, exciting team with Knipl. You know that ball. Yeah. If he, you know, don't grab nobody's ankle and try to twist them down to the ground.
They're exciting. Yeah.
They got the Moose. The Moose. Yeah. So they got a really exciting team.
It's pretty exciting.
And out at the other side, the West. Who do you got between the Golden State Warriors against the Phoenix Suns? Porzingis showed up, and Al Horford, Frog.
Yeah, I was excited to see that, man. I was like, yo, you called this, Anthony. He was like, they got Al Horford, these old guys. As I said, Championship experience. Yeah, man, it came through, but I don't think they're going to win. If they win against the Suns, I'm going to be like, okay, something's going on here.
They got Steph back.
So. Yeah, you know, Steph and the way
last
Green. This might be it, but Green stepped up big time defensively for the Warriors that game. I was like, man, he was taking a ball away. He was being up. You know, they came through, and Kawhi Leonard, I want to say towards the end of that game, really like tailed off, you know, if you know what I'm saying. So
they were leading by 18 points.
That's what I'm saying. If you think of how that game finished, it was on so late. I was fading, but I did get a chance to watch some of the highlights, though.
Raymond, who do you think about the Warriors and the Suns?
It was a throw up. I think the Warriors are going to pull it off, though.
Yeah, you might be right. With Steph Curry, anything. I'm never going against Steph Curry. That's like going against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it is.
That's a sports.
No, serious.
Our mantra is never bet against Mahomes. That's Victor's mantra.
Yeah, like if. Them two dudes, man, are unbelievable. Steph Curry is unbelievable for sure.
And Mr. Byron, anything else before Raymond goes?
That's for them. This is it.
Okay. Hey, I got something for Raymond. What do you think your Lakers are going to do? They're going to be going up against the Houston Rockets, Raymond, and this first round on the West. So talk to me, brother.
It's going to be an early vacation.
Oh, wow. All right. you throw it in the towel right now. That's what you're telling me.
Luka's probably not going to play a lot of games, so.
Okay.
Brian too old. He can't carry it like he can.
Yeah.
You don't feel confidence that the JJ can get that team, you know, as a coach and get them rolling.
LeBron, like LeBron can carry it one game, but he can't do it four games like he used to.
All right. Well,
there you have it. NBA playoffs to continue.
Appreciate you.
Friday and Thursday. Raymond, what's the best way for people to reach you online?
I have a my handles, right?
Instagram, X, whatever.
Yeah, Instagram. It is at Raymond Garfield.
Raymond.
Any shout outs to anybody back home, you know, down here at the East Carolina? Shout outs at the Steel Center. What's up?
Shout outs to
I want to give a shout out too. So go ahead.
Oh yeah. My Special Olympics team. Dontrell, Blair,
absolutely.
Ella, I think that's about it. I can name off top of my head.
Okay. I want to say a shout out to Drew. He's one of the young men that come down there. Like, I want to say hello to him and Blair.
Uncle Drew.
And some of the other people that work down there. Tremendous job that they do down there at that Steel Center. And you're greatly appreciated.
ECU. People can donate to Special Olympics, you know, that go to your program, right, directly?
Let them know, Santiago, for sure. Volunteer, do what you can.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Raymond, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast. You are more than welcome to come back. Victor Rocho, he's not here tonight. He's on assignment, actually, so he'll love to have you back. Talk to
absolutely.
Him, great for basketball. So great to do for the kids. It takes a special person to do that, right, Frog?
Great grown men he's doing, Santiago, and it's a tremendous job this young man does, and I salute him. Thank you so much, Raymond. Coach Raymond, I'll see you next Monday. You know how we do. So,
all right.
For sure.
Well, there
thanks
you go.
For having me.
Awesome. For sure. Thank you.
Well, next we'll talk about NFL draft, but first word from our sponsor.
Thank you.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and secure your family's legacy? Introducing VictorRocho.com, your cash acceleration insurance expert. At VictorRocho.com, we bring accountability to wealth creation inspired by Proverbs 13:22. Your family's financial future matters to us. Experience the power of debt-free life, our innovative insurance solution that not only protects but builds cash value over time. As your cash value grows, say goodbye to debt incrementally and watch your savings soar for a worry-free retirement, all without spending any extra money. With debt-free life, you're not just securing your future, you are creating a lasting legacy for your family, achieving financial freedom, and retiring with tax-favored income. Visit VictorRocho.com for more information. That's VictorRocho.com, where accountability meets prosperity. Your greatest asset is you. VictorRocho.com. Visit him now. He also does Havo Global. We'll play a commercial a little bit later on if you want to hire a person near shore in the same time zone, but a little bit cheaper, help you out and grow your business. You can go to HavoGlobal.com. Right, Byron? Anyways, NFL draft is coming in a week from now. We'll have everyone here, I bet. I hope. I'll be here. And we're going to be talking about the mock, a lot of signs going on. And, first, before we go into the mock-up, this NFL draft isn't that exciting. I'm not seeing much. Only thing exciting is to be in Pittsburgh. That's the only thing. The players, the quality of players are not as good as before. But Frog, what have you heard about this draft?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. Yeah. Like I said, the number one pick in this draft is going to be Mendoza.
He's the best player.
I don't want to say that. I'm not going to say that. He's not the best player to me in this draft. All right? There's a couple of players in this draft that are way better, that me will be better for a team. They might not be a quarterback, Santiago. I don't want you to confuse it, but – I would say Jeremiah Love is the best player in this draft to me, and along with Sonny Styles maybe, and a lot of people's draft, like what's his name, Kayla, is it Kayla Downs is his name, Byron, Ohio Downs. State.
Downs.
Yeah, I think that guy's an unbelievable player. But Manville's a first. Yeah, Caleb Downs. I think is one of the best 2-3, and David Bailey over Reese to me in style. So I have Jeremiah Love number one. To me, David Bailey number two, and Mendoza number three in this draft. I would take Caleb Downs and then Mendoza maybe three or four, five maybe down that to me in the draft order.
Yeah, there's a lot of defense going on with this draft, apparently, the first couple of picks. Mr. Byron,
absolutely.
Before we go into this mock, what do you think about this draft coming up? Is it intriguing? Is it low-key? What are your thoughts? It's a 10-second delay.
You hear him, big fella?
Byron.
Not here at all.
No, okay. He was saying in the mock draft, he was telling you about what was going
ask
on.
Ask him what he thinks about this draft this year.
Yeah, what do you think, B, about this draft coming up?
It's a draft of a lot of very good players. They don't have like that one, he's all end all kind of guy. They don't have that kind of guy. You know, Mendoza's going to, you know, everybody knows Mendoza's going to be your first guy. But it's just, this is a draft where you just, you need a hole filled. This is that kind of draft where you're going to fill the hole with this draft. Next year with the quarterbacks, it's going to be 6, 7, 8 of them next year, the draft. But this year is just the, it's like an average draft pretty much to me.
Well, there you have it. I think Frog has to do the translating like you did last week. With the touchdown maker and Victor. Touchdown maker couldn't hear Victor, but he can hear. Oh, maybe Byron is listening.
I think he can hear us now. You hear us, Byron?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, let's go NFL draft preview. Let's go with the mock-up. Byron has number one, Fernando Mendoza, 2 Jets, 3 David Bailey, as Frog mentioned, Arizona Cardinals select Francis Magua, Tennessee Titans select Arvell Reese. The Giants, number 5, pick Jeremiah Love, which Harbaugh, the Giants head coach John Harbaugh, really likes. He said it in his press conferences. Cleveland Browns going to Monroe, getting Monroe Freeling. Commanders getting Sonny Styles, another big player, big name. Eagle a little bit higher. The Saints getting Carnell Tate, wide receiver. The Chiefs going for Caleb, the down safety, which Frog likes. And Cincinnati Bengals going for Mansoor Delane. Let's go for the top 10, Byron. Your thoughts. Explain why these teams are choosing these players, these select players.
Well, the New York Jets, I'm going to start with them. New York Jets need an edge rusher. Arvell Reese, a lot of people have him going there. But the reason why I don't feel that he should go to the Jets is that looks like Tarzan plays like Jane. He doesn't have the production.
Ooh.
I don't think he should go that high, to the Jets. I don't think he should go that high to the Jets. It should be, the pick should be David Bailey, from Texas, really productive at Tech. Arizona, Cardinals are a complete mess. The quarterback situation, they can't go, you can't get quarterback now. So, what most teams do, this kid, Francis Maliga from Miami is probably one of the best linemen. And you got to build a line. You build a line like Parcells from the inside out.
Absolutely,
build a line, and he could be a foundation for Arizona. This is Tennessee, where I have Arvell Reese. Them picking this kid because he's gonna he might be high in their board. And then my shocker here is New York, New York Giants taking Jeremiah Love. I think, that Harbaugh is going to take him because he likes a running game. He's going to want to run the ball. Wow. And we don't know, Scatterboo's situation as far as what is, his ankle. You don't know if he's going to be ready, to go. I haven't heard anything as far as, like, the mini camp that they've had, with him. the Cleveland Browns taking Monroe Freeling from Georgia. Their whole offensive line like disappeared, you know, over the offseason. Everybody was gone. So he's going to be, you know, the foundation, you know, for them to start building, you know, for whoever's going to be the quarterback, you know, back there. What, and I didn't even talk about their quarterback situation, which is a mess. The Commanders, this kid, I think, is probably, if I had a number one guy, you know, that I would take would be, you know, Sonny Styles, you know, from Ohio State. You know, he seems like he's a jack of all trades, you know, as far as, you know, being an off the ball linebacker, edge rusher. And I think he's going to have a pretty good career, you know, and, you know, with the Washington Redskins. Then we got Cardale Tate, probably, you know, the number one ranked wide receiver from Ohio State. You know, the Saints, you know, they need more weapons, you know, for the young quarterback. Well, he ain't that young, but they, you know, they need more weapons, you know, for him. And Caleb Downs, you know, Kansas City Chiefs, they're not going to let this kid slide past them because, in my opinion, he's the second Giants, you know, would, you know, take him, but, you know, probably, you know, not since they do have, you know, two other safeties on board right now. From Mansoor Delane, from, you know, cornerback, number one rated quarterback, cornerback, you know, for Cincinnati Bengals, who always need help, you know, on defense. So we'll see how it's going to play out, the top 10.
That's the top 10 on you, Byron?
Yep, that's his top 10.
That was good, B. That was real good.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about Byron's take on the Jets taking Bailey from Texas Tech? Do you like that pick?
Oh, he knows that. I know that. I just hope the Jets know that. Like he says, if they go to Reese, if he turns out to be, you know, it's a development stage for Reese, for me, that I see. You know, you could put him in a lot of positions, and do you have time to develop him? Or do you want a player like David Bailey that's been, well, I believe he played out at another college before he went to Texas Tech. I don't know where, but the guy got a lot of game time in. I like David Bailey at this pick. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is, to me, a player that would come in. He reminds me so much of Will Anderson of Alabama. I want this kid. I'll take Caleb Downs too if he's on the I take Sonny Styles. Sonny Styles, David Bailey. I'll take David Bailey, Sonny Styles, then Caleb Downs. If they took one of those three, I would jump out of my chair. Let's put it that way. With the second pick.
Now
I'll be happy with that.
Because
go ahead,
the Jets have a lot of picks for 2027. We know they're gonna load up. They're gonna make moves next year. I know it. I see it happening. They're getting the quarterback. But what are the small little holes they want to fill up to get ready for next year?
Yeah, like I said, that back end, Santiago, right? We never had no interceptions. I think that's the first in the NFL history.
Have one, at least one next season.
You know, that even if you had Downs, you know, Downs would be that game changer for me, like Ed Reed on that back end. Even though we got Fitzpatrick, Micah, which might be at the end of his career, maybe, you think, you know, and then you get a guy like him to mentor him, like, you know, Fitzpatrick, and he'll still play. He'll come out there and play right away. Would be David Bailey and Downs will be right from the door, right from the rip. Like, I would, you know, want them to, with that second pick. I would think that would help our back end.
Go ahead.
You can't take Caleb Downs.
You know what?
You know, down with the second pick.
Biden, I thought about this, and I said to me, if the Jets want to throw a monkey wrench into this draft, right, they could do two to three things to really screw this draft up. They could take Jeremiah Love with that second pick, and the whole draft board is going to go tumbling down. Right, and then I could see guys falling to us with the 16th pick. And I'm gonna tell you right now, even if they didn't take Jeremiah Love, they could take the best next available player on that board. To me, would be like Caleb Downs. He would be that dude, well, you know, because
Joe Byron would be gone. Getting Spencer. Ano, the offensive tackle from Utah.
Yeah, right there. I got up. Yeah, I do have the Jets. Yeah, I got the Jets taking a lineman because they did lose the one guy, you know, signed with somebody else. They lost
it. Yeah, we had Tucker. He signed with New England. Yeah, we definitely have to address that as far as the line is concerned. But like I said before, earlier, Joe Douglas did a good job in the previous couple of drafts. He addressed the offensive line. So, I mean, it's not a priority.
So, Byron, you had the Chiefs picking Caleb the Downs as that the number nine pick. That'd be huge for the Chiefs, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, they lost all their DBs to the Rams.
That'd be a great pick. You know, if he slides that far, the Chiefs are going to jump on him because you figure Spagnuolo is, you know, a corner. You know, all the corners that they've picked, you know, over the last four or five years, the corners and safeties, all of them have, you know, they either get paid with the Chiefs or they go get paid somewhere else. And the same thing with this kid, man. He was a star from the first day he stepped on the field at Alabama. He was All-American as a freshman. He's a great player.
Quite something. Cowboys is picking a troublemaker. Edge, there was some news that came out. He did 2024, got in trouble with the law. Will this kid value drop because of that situation?
Who is that, Santiago?
Ruben.
Baines? Yeah. Baines? What's his name? The guy out of Miami.
Ruben Baines. I think what's going to happen, you figure, okay, I'm going to just break it down. All the NFL teams have security, you know, security guys, you know, on their staff that can find out everything about everything that they need to know.
And all the background
checks.
They're
aware that. Yeah, everything.
Everything.
I'm sure that these teams knew the situation, you know, that this kid had. You know, they knew. So, you know, there's really nothing to talk about. You know, I'm hoping that it doesn't, you know, mess up his draft style. You know, because you figure with Tunzel, the way he crumbled in the draft that time.
And yeah, remember that? How about Warren Sapp?
Yeah, yeah, Sapp too.
Does personal character?
Hopefully he doesn't.
Yeah. How much weight does personal character matter, Frog?
Oh, it means a lot, man. You want to get somebody in there that you could trust, man. You don't want to get somebody in there that's going to just screw up your whole locker room because he's a high draft pick. Like, he's young, he wants money, he's not playing. You know, a lot of things you got to look into. What neighborhood, how is he in the community where he comes from? You know, his character means a lot, man. Trust me, they're not going to take somebody that's going to be a knucklehead in their locker room. Trust me. They got too much money involved here with these young men. You know what I'm saying? It's bad enough that they're getting money into college now. And then some of them take advantage of that as too, as we've seen, you know, like all the accidents, speeding with, you know, like I can't even imagine at 19, 20, having $1 million, you know, and you think you're going to be calm in life? I don't think so. So, these young men have to grow up and develop how, like Brian said in one of the shows, take money classes because you're going to have to know how it ain't how much you got, it's how much you keep.
You know who can teach those classes? Victor Rojo.
Rick, let's put him out there. Let him know that he's out here. And they need to know, man, because you can hurt yourself with a lot of money. Like, you know, you're biting off more than you can chew, man.
It can be a blessing and a curse.
That has to be a blessing and a curse.
That's Jones, right. After the 10th pick, 11 to 32, any other significant pick you want to touch upon?
Mr. Proctor with the Detroit Lions. He's either going to be a hit or miss because I'm getting like Evan Neal vibes about him. You know, this kid is like Evan Neal with the Giants. 6'7", but this kid is a little bit bigger. He's 350, 360 pounds. And every time you saw him, you know, when he was playing at Alabama, they always had like gimmick plays for him running the ball. He did this, he did that. But then when you look at the other film and watch him, you know, he's like a turnstile, you know, every now and then. So he's either going to be a hit or a miss. And the Detroit Lions do need, you know, help along the offensive line.
Quite something. Cowboys pick Kendrick Falk, edge rusher from Auburn. Steelers, do you have Ty Simpson there? You don't have Ty Simpson. Yeah, you do. Going to the Rams. No. Why the Rams, Byron?
Because you got Mr. Matt Stafford sitting there, you know, that's getting up there in age, and that'd be the perfect time to bring in, you know, bring in a quarterback that he can learn under, you know, Stafford. You know, Stafford's going to play another year, another two, you know, three. You know, nobody knows with him, but he is over 38.
Which he has a bad back too.
And you know, I can see, and I can see Sean McVay picking a quarterback that he can groom, you know, the way he wants, you know, his quarterback to play for him. And I can see the, you know, the Rams doing something like that. And that would definitely throw a monkey wrench at a whole bunch of people's plans.
Yeah, fraud, because the Steelers, we don't know if Aaron Rodgers is coming back. He should have, like, he should have said something by now. But I heard Ty Simpson is a contingency plan. What do you think about that? I can't hear you, Frog. You're muted.
Can you hear me, guys?
Yes.
Okay. What's the Steelers picking at? 20, 21? Where are they at?
Steelers are at 21, correct.
Okay, so if he makes it past the Rams at what, 13, 14? Not,
13.
Yeah, and past the Jets at 16, which I think the Jets would be smart enough to try to get him with the second pick in the first pick in the second round.
You would do second round for Ty Simpson, not the first round.
Yes, not the first. And don't even go up to get him. Let him fall. Let the Steelers take him if they have to. Like, it's... This is not the year for us to start messing around trying to take a quarterback if he's not the guy. I think there'll be more better prospects coming out next year along with the Manning kid. And, you know, like I said before, I don't think his family's going to let that kid play with the Jets. But
he ain't wearing green next year.
Yeah, he ain't wearing green. But there's, I think there's another kid out there or two that are in the draft that I think the Jets, if they can build something this year and wait to next year, see what happens. Maybe Manning will change his mind. We'll see.
But, Byron, how low can Ty Simpson go? You think he go to round two, or you think he'll stick in round one?
I think if he's falling and he's getting toward the bottom of the draft, you know, the first round, I could see, you know, somebody, you know, that might fall in love with him and then move up to get him. But, you know, then again, you could also have, he does fall completely out of the, you know, first round. And then you don't know how much, you know, he's going to keep sliding because it's him. And who's the other quarterback? Nussmeier from LSU.
Yeah. The kid from LSU, Byron, he got a little bit of game with him.
Nussmeier.
That kid's,
Drew Allard.
You got Beck. You got Drew Allard and then Beck from Miami. Yeah. Byron.
Oh yeah, Glenn. Yeah.
And Peyton out of North Dakota State. You got Peyton. He's ranked up there, so.
Then I don't see. Then you have another kid that's going to be. Then you have another one that might be taken, you know, a little bit early than he should be, is the quarterback from Arkansas. Like, you know, he's 6'5". I think they weighed like 240 pounds or 45 pounds, ran a 4.340, and could throw the ball like a country mile. So don't be surprised if he goes, you know, second or third round, you know, as a project. But, you know, he's got the size, he's got the arm, and he's got speed. And they always look for it. Hopefully he's not another Matt Jones that was picked by, you know, he was 6'6", 240-pound quarterback back in the day that was picked from Arkansas, and, you know, they converted him to a receiver. But I can't think of the kid's name, but from Arkansas.
Arkansas, let me look that up. But yeah, quite round. Something. Yeah. I will say this. I have been here. There'll be a lot of trades that are going to happen that night, and watch out for the Dallas Cowboys because they're going to do something special.
Hey, you know what? They got the owner. I wouldn't be surprised, Santiago, what Dallas does. They need everything and anything. You know, if they want to make a splash, go right ahead.
It's all about free publicity.
Yeah, that, you know, they got a draft. Like, as one thing I can say about the Dallas Cowboys, they are a good drafting, you know, organization. They draft good players. So
they like to beef up the line. That's one thing they're good at.
Yeah, they know how to draft. The
Cowboys? Yeah.
Yeah, they know how to draft. Yeah, I said the Cowboys.
He's being objective. He's being objective.
I ain't throwing no shade. I got Cowboys fans that, you know, they're out there. Hello to all you Cowboys fans. Good luck this year in the draft. It's going to be in Pittsburgh for you Cowboys fans. So
that'd be a tough place to go. All right, let's run into the headlines. Raiders general manager says that teams are inquiring about the number one pick. Is Mendoza worth the draft to trade down to give up that pick, Frog?
Oh, you absolutely come on. Who is? Where's this news coming from, Santiago? Because I had to hear
news. This is totally legit.
They must be bored before a week before the draft. They ain't got nothing to talk about.
That's how bad the draft is.
Yeah, like this is a no brainer. Like, everybody knows that the Raiders are going to keep this pick. If anybody gets traded from the Raiders, it'll be Crosby. You feel me?
That's true.
So whoever the NFL over there talking about, do you think this pick should be like mortgaged off by the Raiders? Are you out of your mind? Come on.
Yeah, they're going to keep that pick. Even though they got Kirk Cousins, they still need to get a quarterback for the future.
Just let him sit there and develop. I like Byron said, he might not even play this year. You know, like, I don't know if that it could be a strong possibility that Kirk Cousins could lead this team to be decent.
That'd be a good thing.
Yes, that would be a real good thing. Absolutely. You got to remember something. They got the running back they just drafted high.
Ashton Genty.
Yeah, Genty. And then we got to talk about Brock Bowers. We keep sleeping on Brock Bowers.
Most expensive tight end in the NFL.
Listen, they got some weapons over there. If they get them a wide out. Yeah, like they get their wide out and, you know, help Kirk Cousins on that. On the deep, you know, on the outside a little bit, they're going to be all right. You know, Tom Brady and them will figure something out on that Raiders team.
Another news, Giants have engaged multiple teams in the Dexter Lawrence trade talks. Do you see a possible trade in the NFL draft for Dexty?
Byron?
The only trade that I would make, and I'm putting it out there right now, is to trade him to the Jacksonville Jaguars for Brian Thomas, that receiver, a number one pick, and then a pick next year. That's where I would trade him. You got to trade him out of the division, the conference. Right. So you got to send him somewhere else because they might
don't
come
send
back
him to the Commanders.
I would send him to Jacksonville.
Giants don't be that dumb. Aid to want first rounder and more potential Dexter Lawrence. So, yeah, they're going to ask for a lot. The GM, Joe Shane, says of Dexter Lawrence that they have had good conversations with representatives as they work on a solution. We like for Dexter to be here, and at some point we'll come to a solution or to a deal. So we'll see what happens. Giants currently projected to receive 2027 compensatory pick. Your thoughts on that, Byron?
We need all the picks we can get. But we don't have like a third round pick, and anything they give the New York Giants, you know, for them to move up is fine with me.
Another linebacker interested. I know that Giants might pick a linebacker in the draft, but Missouri linebacker Josiah Trotter could be a candidate. You think this guy would be a good pickup for the Giants?
No. Now they're just bringing in bodies. You know, they got Edmonds, they got McFadden. They need, you know, more backup, you know, as far as linebacker. But, you know, if they can, you know, if they can get him, it's fine. But, you know, right now he'd just be a camp body.
All right. Veteran defensive tackle DJ Reader took free agent visit with the Giants. another defensive guy. Your thoughts on him, DJ? I don't know much about him, but your thoughts over this guy.
I think he was what the Texans. You know, he's a veteran. You know, he's been around. You know, for a minute. You know, he's a good run stopper. But you know, what good is he going to be if we don't have Dexter Lawrence be next to him? You know, Dexter needs help. This guy's not the kind of guy to come in and be the guy. So yeah, everything's around keeping Dexter, and if they can sign him, you know, for a little bit more, you know, support, you know, on the run defense, you know, that's he'd be a good pickup.
He ain't Chris Jones money, Frog. That's for sure.
At all. No, I mean, Dexter, sexy Dexy, to me, when he was at the peak, he was kind of good with the Giants, man.
So, but like the touchdown maker said, he's out of shape.
Yeah, I think, you know, like Byron said, one time, you know, he had a child or something recently, and I think that wears on you as a grown man.
He was out of shape.
It takes some time to get over it. So.
Nah, but he just had, let's make an excuse. I'm going to make an excuse for him. Here's the excuse. Him and his wife had a baby last year, you know, and maybe, you know, him as far as, you know, sleeping late, and, you know, they get the rest he should and eating whatever the baby eats. I'm making up all kind of excuses for him. And you know, I think, all that stuff. And that probably had a lot to do with the way he played, you know, last year. So, you know, we'll see, you know, if he comes in, you know, show up in shape, hopefully he shows up in shape and return to what he was.
Quite interesting. We'll see what happens. He's asking for Chris Jones money for $35 million. I don't think he'll get that. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. Giants have signed veteran quarterback Brandon Allen as QB3 behind Jackson Dart and Jameis Winston. There's no Russell Wilson coming back, Byron.
No. You know, Russell would go, you know, retire and go do whatever he's going to do. We got Jameis, so we'll be fine, you know, as long as, you know, Jackson Dart learns to slide, my man, and we don't have to worry about throwing Jameis. Yeah, we can throw him out there for entertainment, but, yeah, you know, it's going to be fine, you know.
And Allen was with quarterback coach, past game coordinator of the Giants, Brian Callahan, who was in Denver and Tennessee, so there's some familiarity. Coaches getting their guys who they know, who they could count on. Just what, like Frog said last week, Harbaugh's getting people that he knows that could count on from the Ravens. Those players have gone far, deep in the playoffs, something the Giants have not done in a while. Yep. So it's always good to get something, you know, that you can count on, potentially leaders that could go into that Giants locker room. Hey, guys, let's do this. Keep your head up, and let's get this going. So quite something going on. Free agency still going on. NFL draft is going on. Now talking it over. Now, you know, we have a good picture, good set in mind. But, hey, just have fun. You never know, right, Frog? This draft could be the best draft.
Yeah, man. Like I said, let it, you know, we got next week. What, next Thursday?
Next Thursday, talking in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, man. Let's get it on, brother. Let's do it. I feel good because the Jets got, like, two picks this year. And then next year, I don't – do anybody know where to draft? Year. Where's the draft going to be next year? Because it should be in New York City because we got three picks. So that place should explode. Right?
It's going to be Washington, D.C. next year.
That's not bad. Like, that's not far. Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, you know, D.C. as a city, we'll see how they handle it. But their stadium over there where they play the
new stadium?
Where they play now is trash. I've been there to that.
Landover, like, Maryland.
Yeah, it's terrible. That stadium's one of the worst. Like I
and
ever.
The bathrooms don't work at times.
Oh, it's terrible. It was stinky. I was like, oh my god, please get me out of this stadium. No more. No, they were the Redskins back then. They're now the Commanders.
and it's funny because they're going to stick with that name. I heard they wanted to change it, but I guess they're going to stick with it. So.
With the Commanders?
Yeah, because they were thinking about changing another name, but
No. They should, you know, they changed it from the Redskins. Don't be jumping around and confusing all these Redskins and Commander fans. They're bad enough that, you know, they're going through something last year. So Don't do that.
I personally always like the Washington football team. That's my favorite name.
Yeah, I think that's a good name to call them, the Washington football team. Yeah.
All right. Sure. We got predictions. We got the playing in. Who will be that number 8 seed, Frog, number 9 Hornets, at the number 8 Magic?
Me and Shay going to go with the Hornets on this one because they got to go into Orlando. Yeah, they're more exciting, and I think, you know, with Ball and Knipple. Bridges and Knipple, they got a fun team. I don't think the Orlando Magic are really up to the task. They look like they quit on their coach. They lost. They played Boston. Remember the last game of the season? Boston sat their whole team, and they still beat the Orlando Magic.
They played their C team.
Yeah, they played their C team. So
the reserves.
We're going with the Charlotte Hornets down here in North Carolina. Let's go Hornets.
What about you, Byron? Who you got, Charlotte at Orlando?
Well, I'm going to do like I normally do with Victor. I'm going to go the other way, go with the Orlando Magic.
There you go. They're playing in Orlando, so they got...
Yeah, you got an upper hand, Byron, so you got the team already. So they're playing home. If they don't win that game, I can say here, watching basketball the way I've been watching, I would think they'll get rid of their coach. Their heads are going to fly in Orlando down there where Santiago's at, because that team should be a lot better than what they are.
They got talent in that team. And
yeah, they do.
McClung in that team.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. Maybe it's, you know, the coach or...
It could be the ownership.
Yeah, it could be a lot of stuff going on down there, so... If they don't win this game, home game to get the AFC.
At the Amway Center.
Yeah, no
All
doubt.
All right, let's go Steph Curry versus D-Buck. Who you got, Frog?
Oh, man. Let Byron go first. I want to do something to him like he does to me. He takes the next guy or the next team. So
how about you, Byron? You're a Steph Curry fan.
Me and Shay going to defer on that one.
Punt here, punt it.
I'm going for the Warriors.
You're going for the Warriors. Yo, Al Horford could be a key figure for the team in this time of year. Oh, he's going for the Warriors, Fry.
He's about nine.
Are you going to go for the Suns?
No, I'm not going for the Suns. I just told you earlier that we're not going against Patrick Mahomes or Steph Curry anymore, right, Shan? No, we're not going to do it. We're going to go with the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry. Let's go. Let's go, Warriors.
You know, Frog, our here at the Sportscast, our mantra is don't bet against Mahomes.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well, I'm going to join that club. Whatever that club is, put me on that list. I'm in there. And Shay, she's definitely in on it as well. So,
well, there you have it. I will have to warm up to your prediction, Frog, that I think the Spurs couldn't go all the way. It's possible. But if Wemby's healthy, though.
Listen, he's been resting. They sat him. Like, they needed to win a game. They sat him. So I really have faith in the way that they played all season long. They were the number 2 seed. They gave Oklahoma City everything they can handle all season long. They beat all the top 3 teams over there. They are a team to be reckoned with. Let them know, San Antonio. So,
San Antonio. Well, there you have it. NBA playoffs begins this weekend. But we got the NFL draft. Once the draft is
New
over,
York Knicks Saturday.
The Knicks, they play against. Oh, I had it right here.
Oh, they have Atlanta Hawks on Saturday.
Ooh, they got the new team. No Trae Young this time.
That's old news right there, Santiago. There's a new sheriff in town down there in Atlanta, and they want a piece of the New York Knicks. And they're going to get a piece.
Right? So be it. Well,
that's right.
Atlanta, Knicks. We got the Celtics, the Sixers, Cavs, Raptors, Lakers, Rockets, Nuggets, Wolves.
Yes, we do.
And Spurs, Trailblazers. There's a lot going on. Watch some documentaries. The logo about Jerry West came out in Prime this past week. You guys remember him, right?
Oh, without a doubt. He was all right in our era there, Santiago. You just know about Jordan. We knew about Jerry West, the logo. right? I think they talked about this story, if you guys can elaborate. They say they should put Dr. J's logo. You know, Jordan, I think it was Ralph.
Too.
Yeah, like Ralph Sampson said it should be Dr. J. A lot of younger generations say it should be Air Jordan. You know, like somebody has to get knocked off. You know, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. All right, we're going to wrap up the show. Frog, have you gotten an X account? Have you got an Instagram account yet?
Not yet. I'm trying to figure out how to delete this MySpace account. You can only find me at Uncle Funky 685 YouTube and Facebook, man. I keep it simple, stupid. You feel me? Like, that's how it is.
If it's not broke, why fix it? Well, there you have it.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can reach us at thesportscast.net on our website or thesportscast1 on X and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting throughout the week. The play end this Friday and Thursday. Well, actually, this Friday playoffs this weekend. So a lot going on. NFL draft next week. We'll have a live show. We'll see if we go to 2 hours. I don't know if this draft is worth 2 hours to go for, but we'll find out.
Oh, can I say something, boss?
Go ahead.
All right. Listen. This is my 10th month anniversary of my open heart triple bypass surgery.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, this is my 10th month. I got June of last year. I had my triple bypass surgery, and let me tell you guys, I feel great. I've been through that this year as well. I could tell you right now, I am truly blessed, and I want to thank you guys, especially you, Santiago, and Victor, and Byron, for giving me the opportunity to come on here and do something I love to do with you guys. I appreciate Frog, you guys so
you're
much.
Great. We really appreciate you coming on. You're really knowledgeable in sports. I mean, we don't have to explain about Seattle Seahawks running backs. You know all about them.
So. Nah, come on. Give me a break, guys. I tune in for sure, man.
Mr. Byron, Jersey Boys Sports Talks every Thursday at what time?
8 o'clock.
There you have it, 8 p.m. I'll be live next week. Victor might come in. He is out on traveling, but he might pop in for the draft and take his pick on the number 5 pick of the New York Giants, the revamped New York Giants, a team that's destined to win the Super Bowl.
They better take Jeremiah Love. That's who they better take if he comes.
Well, there you have it, guys. Great to be with you guys. See you next week. Peace.
Great show, guys.